USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House has approved an emergency declaration for Texas as a winter storm hits the state with record cold and snowfall. The declaration allows federal assistance to help state and local response efforts to the storm. Many areas in Texas and across the South are expecting several inches of snow and dangerously cold temperatures over the next few days. The National Weather Service says some parts of Texas will see wind chills near 10 degrees below zero on Monday. Some parts of the Great Plains and Great Lakes areas are also expecting up to a foot of snow on Monday and Tuesday. And for the first time in several months, the United States is averaging fewer than 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day. Even with that positive news, health experts are warning that infections still remain high and precautions against the virus still need to be taken. The U.S. is still averaging around 2,500 deaths from COVID per day, down from a peak of more than 3,000 earlier in the winter. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. The director of the CDC says the science is clear that schools have not been shown to be sites of high transmission of COVID, even in areas where the community spread is high. Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS's Face the Nation that's part of the reasoning behind the push to get students back to in-person learning.
So what we know from the literature, from the scientific literature, is that most disease transmission does not happen in the walls of the school. It comes in from the community. There's very limited transmission between students and staff, really mostly between staff to staff when there are breaches in mask wearing. So what we're really advocating for now is working to get our, especially in the high areas of transmission, the red zones you just talked about, getting our K to 5 kids back in a hybrid mode with universal mask wearing and 6 feet of distancing.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Joe Biden has signed another executive order, this one having to do with faith. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
The White House is relaunching the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, a 20-year-old initiative put in place by President George W. Bush. President Biden signed an executive order Sunday to relaunch the office aimed at fostering cooperation between the federal government and faith-based and secular community organizations. In a statement, the White House promised a commitment to our cherished guarantees of church-state separation and freedom for people of all faiths and none. They plan to address the COVID-19 pandemic and boost economic recovery, combat systemic racism, increase opportunity and mobility for historically disadvantaged communities, and strengthen pluralism. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
On the college hardwood Sunday, number 3 Michigan rallied to beat number 21 Wisconsin 67-53, their first game after a 3-week layoff due to COVID. The school put a pause on all athletic activities after several positive cases of the UK variant of the coronavirus. The Wolverines' last game before Sunday was a win over Purdue on January 22nd. And one other game in the top 25 as number 22 Loyola Chicago fell in overtime to Drake 51-50. And after a more than 5-hour rain delay, the 2021 Daytona 500 finally finished under the lights with Michael McDowell capturing the checkered flag. Austin Dillon was second, Chase Elliott third, and Denny Hamlin, who won stages 1 and 2, finished fourth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.